Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Praise God. Well, I won't, Lord willing, be before you too long. We're going to talk about Nehemiah. Well, we're going to be coming from Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. And I entitled this message, Doing a Good Work, a Great Work in the Midst of Opposition.
Amen.
Doing a great work in the midst of opposition. We'll read real quickly. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. We'll give you a minute to get there. If you ever get an opportunity to read the whole book of Nehemiah, it's not that long. To get the full picture, you'll need to do that. I'll try to bring it out a little bit today. But it reads as follows. It says, Now it came to pass, pay attention here, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall, and that there was no more breach left therein, though at the time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. It says that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Boy, this guy was smart here. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? And listen to four. They don't never stop. Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Praise God. Let me pray for a short time here. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for this privilege and opportunity to come before your people, Lord God, and deliver a message, Lord, that you have delivered me. Now, Lord, we ask that I decrease and you increase. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, what do we see here? Let me give you a little bit of history about the walls of Jerusalem. The walls of Jerusalem was torn down for over 100 years, and the city of Jerusalem was basically unprotected, and we had strangers coming in and doing all types of business with God's people where God told them not to do business with them, and the state of God's people was a mess. So over 100 years, the walls were torn down. But Nehemiah, he was the cupbearer to the king of Persia. Now, anybody know what a cupbearer is? A cupbearer is nothing like a butler or a valet to the king. He's the right man, you know, right-hand man to the king. So Nehemiah had a good standing with the king. Well, Nehemiah gets news one day that, hey, the walls of Jerusalem are torn down, the place is on fire, there are rubbish everywhere, and the state of the people's spirituality is bad. And Nehemiah's heart is broken. Now, you know his heart is broken because one day Nehemiah goes before King Xerxes, and he said, hey, what's wrong with you? He saw that he was sad. And then Nehemiah say, my people are in distress. The walls are broken down. There's breaches in the city of Jerusalem. And the king really loved Nehemiah and then asked him, what can he do? Now, this is amazing. I don't know if you guys ever get this, but if you read in the Old Testament time, many a time, you know, God has his people right. They're in a servant role, but they're right in the place to be elevated. And the Bible says the king, the heart of the king is what? In the Lord's hand. So King Xerxes loves Nehemiah and asks him, what can he do? Nehemiah, first thing he did was, what do you think he did? The first thing Nehemiah did is prayed.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.